Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So many texts coming in, and this is really like the doctor hour. We're here to answer all the questions that, you know, you don't have a chance to call your doctor and answer these questions. And I always love when Dr. Kevin Most joins us from Northwestern. How are you today, Doc?
I'm doing great, Lisa. How about you?
I'm doing well. So are we going to see a Moderna booster? That's what I'm interested in, because I am, I've got my double vaccinations, but I want a booster as soon as it's available.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, the booster question obviously is very confusing for everybody, and hopefully next week we'll get some clarity. And it's interesting, next week both J&J and Moderna go in front of the FDA to ask for permission to give boosters. The interesting thing about Moderna is that they have shown that their booster only needs to be half the strength of their regular initial. So people say, well, why is that? And it's like, well, they're proven that the immune response is going to be just fine with that half strength, which will, again, decrease the chance of side effects and hopefully make more people encouraged to go step forward to get the booster.
Do you know anything about these 200,000 at-home COVID tests that were recalled over false positives? Because Elif, who's our producer here, said she has a friend who took three tests, positive, negative, negative, all within a matter of days of each other. So I think this concerns a lot of people that there might be false positives or...
Yeah, it really does. I was talking with Elif yesterday about this, you know, and just giving her some advice. And then we had a little conversation this morning, and I gave her the heads up on this company that the tests were recalled. And it's unfortunate, because really we want to make sure that tests that can be done at home have the confidence of the individual as well as the confidence of science. So if you look at Abbott and, you know, what they've done with their Binax is really a good test, and it really has the confidence from us as a medical staff, easy to do. We want to make sure that all the home tests are the biggest thing with home tests is the collection process. So as long as the collection process is right, then we should have the confidence in the test. And it certainly looks like this company may have let us down, and that's why they removed it as soon as they started seeing a lot of people saying, wait, I tested positive, and now I'm testing negative. And as they looked at it and then did more in-depth and more accurate testing, found out that there were many false positives.
Dr. Kevin Most is with us. He's the Chief Medical Officer of Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital. What about Governor Pritzker lifting the mask mandate? I mean, I was in a salon yesterday, Doc. It's one of those, you're probably not familiar, but it's salon suite. So every person has an individual office or salon, so to speak, and the mask sign was off the door. And when I went in, no one had masks on, and I thought we were still under a mask mandate, right?
Yeah, we certainly are, and it'll be interesting to see how he plays this out. You know, I hate to use an analogy like this, but it's a tale of two cities, right? I mean, if you look at the northern part of the state where our vaccination rates are high, we've done really well with keeping our positivity rate low. We have plenty of hospital beds and ICU beds, and then get south of Springfield where, boy, it's a totally different story, but yet in the state where we're tight on ICU beds, our vaccination rates are very low down there, and our positivity rate is high. The governor is in a tough place, because it's tough for him to make a mandate for the entire state. And unless he goes back to the sections where Area 1, Area 2, Area 5, you know, those are going to be the ones which we want to make sure that more people aren't confused and how can I cross the road and be in a different area. But certainly he's going to look at Thanksgiving coming up, the holidays coming up, cold weather coming up. It'll be interesting to see what he does as far as a statewide change.
We have a question from 630. Will extending the expiration dates of COVID-19 vaccines with dates currently due to expire result in those vaccines not being as effective as vaccines with non-extended current dates?
Right. So we all look at expiration dates, and we take them very seriously in medicine. You know, we stop and say, this is it. If it says this date, we're not going to use it. What we look at with vaccines is, especially a vaccine that is this young, is that they have been testing vaccines that have gone beyond what their expected expiration date was, because they had to pick a date. And now they're starting to prove that, boy, these can go much longer than expiration dates if they're kept unconstituted. Now, once it's reconstituted into a liquid form, it has to be used, and we are not going to extend those dates. But what we're trying to do is really make sure that we use the shots and the ability to get shots in the arms where we have them, especially when the rest of the world is, you know, looking for vaccines. We certainly don't want to be wasting them.
We got a couple of people hanging on the phone. In fact, Joanne, I thought she was calling earlier to talk to Dr. Nondra. In fact, she was waiting for you. So let's get her on, because I know you've been waiting. How are you this morning, Joanne?
Very good. Thank you very much. Dr. Most, I have a question for you. I had some symptoms of COVID started Saturday, and I went to Northwestern and tested positive on Monday. So obviously right now I'm quarantining. My question to you is, I was due for my Pfizer booster this month, and I'm wondering, what do I do about that? Do I wait longer, or,
you know, I'd probably wait the 10 days right now. You should be getting rid of those symptoms, you know, since you've already been vaccinated and have the two. Hopefully what this is going to be is a little mild to moderate kind of illness, and the symptoms will be somewhat light. And then as soon as you're done with that, certainly get in line, if you fall into the age group or you fall into any one of those immunocompromised, to get that booster. You will actually be in even a better position, because now not only do you have the vaccination, you have natural immunity on top of a booster. So you should be in a very good place going forward.
Okay, and then as far as after the 10 days, if I wear a mask, can I see unvaccinated grandchildren, or should I wait even longer?
No, you know, I would, especially if they're grandchildren. You know, we know that people can still carry the virus even beyond the days that they are feeling symptomatic. So I'm kind of hesitant around anybody who's been positive and then seeing grandchildren. I'm extending that. I tell people more to expand it out more towards 21 days. If you want to go at 10 days, then I would double mask and make sure the child has a mask on as well. I hate to take the days away from your grandchildren, but certainly we want to keep both parties safe.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Doctor.
You're welcome.
The number is 312-981-7200. I'm Lisa Denon for John Williams. This is a voice that you know, Dr. Kevin Most. And we've got a person on line two. Jesse, thank you for hanging on. Did you have a question for Dr. Most? Go ahead, Jesse.
Yes. I went and had my Moderna booster on September 22nd. And now you're saying that it hasn't even been approved. So what does that mean?
Correct. So, Jesse, you make a very interesting point and a very interesting comment, and I add it to my list of booster confusion stories. So what has happened right now is the approval for the boosters for Moderna and Pfizer have been for individuals over the age of 65, immunocompromised. What I'm talking about next week, what they're going to be looking at, is a booster for all individuals, so the healthy individuals as well. So you did absolutely everything right, got an appropriate shot. Don't worry, you didn't get, quote-unquote, too much vaccine. They just have proven that with this healthy group, they're going to be able to give a lower dose. You actually will get what you got, actually, is what I'm calling the third dose, because individuals who are seniors, immunocompromised, they needed that third dose to get the full protection. You did everything right, and you're in don't worry, you're in a good place.
Okay, well, because I am 71 and I have COPD, and so I was told I should go get it, and now they're saying that it hasn't been approved, and I'm thinking, whoa.
Yep, you were absolutely did what was right.
Thank you, Jesse.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So, Doctor, we've got about a minute left. Can we talk about the flu vaccine and the booster shot? That seems to be a big question. And what kind of impact do you think flu will have on us this season?
Yeah, Lisa, you know, we're really kind of, you know, last year's flu season was so light and so mild because of all the mitigation we did for COVID. We wore masks, we kept distances, we did all those things. And we had a pretty good response for people getting the flu vaccine. We're hoping the same happens today because, you know, the Delta variant is still out there. We know we have breakthrough cases. So certainly we're going to try to minimize COVID being confused with influenza. Also, you know, the number of hospitalizations and deaths that we get from influenza is not insignificant. And at a time when hospitals are bulging at the seams, we're certainly going to want to do that. As far as the vaccine process, you can get both the COVID booster, if that gets approved next week for everybody, and the influenza shot. I'm a big one that say, get your influenza shot before trick-or-treat. So, you know, people are getting it in August and September. You know, I'm okay with that, but I'm really one. Make sure you get it before Halloween, which means you're going to be protected going into the major holidays where you're going to be exposed to more people and travel.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer of Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. I appreciate your honesty, your integrity, and the fact that you answer everyone and anybody's question. It means the world to us. So thank you for joining us today, Doctor.
You take care, Lise. We'll talk soon.